The Sabres losing streak continues. They lost to Dallas on Monday, and they return to the ice tonight against the Arizona Coyotes. What are we going to see, another wild game?
It could be a very wild atmosphere. I'm not sure about the actual game, but I think the atmosphere inside the First Niagara Center could just be perhaps the oddest it's ever been in the 19 or so years the building's been open. The Sabres are obviously in 30th place. The Coyotes are in 29th, and another loss would probably cement 30th place for them. That means the Sabres would be guaranteed Connor McDavid or Jack Eichel at the draft in June. So as we know, a lot of fans want the Sabres to lose, and they could cheer against the Sabres tonight.
Could be a wild scene.
It could be very wild and very odd.
Earlier this week, Coach Nolan said, when asked about just this bad season, it's very frustrating. It is what it is. And you work with what you've got. What else is he saying? I know that he had some more words about this.
Well, on Wednesday, he was, of course, asked about how tonight's game could be, how the atmosphere could be. I'm sure Ted knows what's going on, that the majority of the fans want the Sabres to lose. But he said Wednesday, I can't control what other people think or what other people do. He said he was just speaking for himself. But he said, who wants to finish last? And he said he never went into anything in life wanting to finish last. So that's who he is.
He doesn't give up. He's held everything together.
Yeah, and he has held it together. And it's such an odd dynamic. You have a coach who's known for his passion with a fan base who is rooting for the team to lose, and Ted's held it together pretty well, but you wonder if he's going to get another chance at this.
As the team regroups for tonight's action, they're still dealing with a big list of injuries. Who's possibly returning? Will we see Coletta back on the ice?
Pat Coletta could come back tonight. He's missed 18 games, and these could be his final 9 games with the Sabres. He's a free agent after the year. He's been injury ravaged for years and years. He just can't seem to stay healthy. But I do think there's a chance that he could come back on maybe a 1-year contract or something like that. Zach Bogosian should be back tonight from a lower body injury. Matt Hackett should play tonight after he was kind of rested on Monday because he was a little sore coming back from his knee injury. So the Sabres should have some reinforcements tonight.
So if anything, you've got these two bad teams playing against each other, at least to get some attention on that regard.
Yeah, but it's probably not the right kind of attention. I mean, there's so many great athletes in the NHL and so many great teams, and you have the two worst teams, and there's just this odd dynamic. I don't know if we'll ever see anything like this again in our lives, really.
Well, what about the philosophy behind the losing, that they are doing this for a real purpose, and there was even a Forbes article about it?
Well, I mean, this was strategic, and it started 2 years ago, right around this time. It was hatched by Darcy Vergeer and Terry Pegula and the rest of the Sabres brass at that time, and they strategically decided that they would sell off all their assets, be bad for a couple years, and they timed it so that they would be really bad when these two guys, Connor McDavid and Jack Eichel, would be available in the draft. So basically, their plan is kind of coming to fruition.
So the Forbes headline, the Buffalo Sabres are truly terrible on purpose, really is true for their losing streak.
Yeah. 2 years ago, they were a veteran team. They were supposed to make the playoffs, maybe make a run, and they started losing, and they tore it apart. And, I mean, a lot of teams rebuild, but they tore it apart like few teams have in recent memory.
The one thing they haven't done, though, is scared away the fans. They're always there.
Yeah, the support's been great. The Sabres have a full building most nights, and that's one of the reasons the organization could do this, because they had the support of the fans. And a lot of other places, the building wouldn't be full, and this kind of thing wouldn't fly very well.
So what's your prediction on tonight's score?
I think the Sabres will win. I think they'll win 3-1 or 4-1. That's my prediction.
Well, Bill Hoppe with Behind the Bench, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.